He's already a high-profile player, and this month, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton is going to be a lot more visible around the United Nations. The U.S. has the presidency of the Security Council, and Bolton has wasted no time getting to work. Today, he kicked off contingency planning for the U.N. to take over an African peacekeeping mission in Darfur, Sudan. Bolton is also planning to deal with Syria, Iran, and one of his priorities, U.N. reform. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When the Bush administration sent Bolton to the U.N. and skirted opponents in Congress by giving him a recess appointment, the goal was to shake up the world body badly bruised by a financial scandal. Bolton says the reform agenda he's pushing goes well beyond an ethics office and whistleblower protection, which have been put in place, but he acknowledged during a recent meeting with reporters at the State Department that it hasn't been easy.
I've tried to characterize this as Secretary Rice's revolution of reform meets the culture of inaction. It's the irresistible force against the immovable object, and we'll see what happens.
Mark Malik Brown, a top aide to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, was pleased to hear the first part of Bolton's phrase.
A lot of the U.S. efforts get much too personalized around John Bolton, and I think it's enormously important that he reminds people that this isn't his own agenda, it's Washington's agenda.
John Bolton's blunt style is praised by some in Washington, but it has also apparently riled many a diplomat in New York and has, by some accounts, complicated a reform agenda that was already underway before he arrived. The U.S. ambassador held up budget talks and proposed that the permanent five members of the Security Council be guaranteed a seat on a new Human Rights Council. Malik Brown says the U.S. is backing off that idea.
This sort of overuse of the P5 privilege, the sort of inner club who established the UN, you know, is a huge source of irritation and frustration to other members, and in fact leads to quite a lot of the kind of delinquent behavior which delays the setting up of an organization of this kind.
When Secretary General Annan unveiled his own reform proposals last year, he suggested abolishing the Human Rights Commission, which was notorious for having some of the world's worst abusers on it. Annan was hoping a smaller and democratically elected Human Rights Council would be in place by now. Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch says Ambassador Bolton threw those negotiations into turmoil by proposing amendments and is only now engaging more constructively.
If there is a failure to come up with agreement on an effective new Human Rights Council by roughly mid-February, that would be a real indictment of the United Nations, because if the United Nations can't get its act together to fix this part of the organization that is utterly dysfunctional, that doesn't say a whole lot of the ability of the institution to take on the big problems of the world today.
The idea is to get a new council in place before the old, tarnished commission meets in March. Human Rights Watch is supporting the latest reform plan if it requires countries to win two-thirds support in the General Assembly to get on a Human Rights Council. Roth says that should keep abusers off. Ambassador Bolton will only say he's looking at the proposals, though in his talk at the State Department last week, he made clear that this reform is a priority.
I wish I could do better than this in terms of metaphors, but what I've said is we want a butterfly. We don't intend to put lipstick on a caterpillar and call it a success.
Ambassador John Bolton is apparently having some success in his bid for, as he puts it, intellectual discipline at the UN Security Council. Yesterday, he complained that he was the only one to show up on time and had to wait 15 minutes before he could start the meeting. Today, he says his colleagues were only 10 minutes late. And they agreed to his idea of having daily briefings on UN operations and global hotspots, the first one set for next Tuesday on Haiti. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.